You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is the Diaspora Forum. I am Kip Stube. My colleague, Marvelous Mutanganyawi, will join me shortly. Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about COVID-19. 7 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday, and 48 tested positive for coronavirus. The country has so far recorded almost 36,000 cases of COVID-19 since March last year and over 32,000 recoveries. According to the Ministry of Health, 1,448 people have succumbed to the disease since March last year. Worldwide, according to Johns Hopkins University, there are over 112 million people that have contracted COVID-19 and almost 2.5 million deaths. In America alone, there are over 28 million COVID-19 cases and more than 500,000 deaths. In Zimbabwe, the country has started a nationwide vaccination program targeting health workers, media practitioners, and others. The country is using Sinopharm vaccine donated by the Chinese government. But first, before we go into details on COVID-19 and challenges that are being faced by many people living in the diaspora, let's just have a look at what is happening in some parts of the country. We know that today, Vice President Kebo Mohati actually made a statement dismissing reports that he has affairs with some married women and others. This follows revelations by an online publication, ZimLive, which has published some audios in which Mohati is said to be the one speaking in some way to some women. Mohati says there are some kind of political machinations designed to soil his name. He says President Emmerson Mnangagwa will have a final say on what his future looks like. And still in Harare, former local government minister Ignatius Chombo has appeared in court facing charges of abusing his office and land theft. He has not been asked to plead to charges being leveled against him. So now I think Marvelous has joined us. So Marvelous, there you are. So there are so many things that we're discussing today, but the main issue is COVID-19. So go ahead there.
Yes, kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa nhasi tiri kuenderera mberi tichitarisa nyaya yedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19 uyezve kuuya munyika kwenhomba dzeCOVID-19 dzinobva idzo kuChina. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti nhasi taona isu mutevedzeri womutungamiri wenyika vaKembo Mohati vachiuya ivo vachitaura vari pamberi pevanhu pamusoro pezvavari kuti ivo imhosva dzavari kupomerwa asi vachiti ivo mhosva idzi havana kudziita. Saka pari zvino vati ivo vakamirira kuti vanzwe kubva kune mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa kuti zvichafamba sei. Vazhinji vakatarisa panyaya iyi nekuti nyaya iyi inotaura zvakawanda pamusoro pezviri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Inotaura zvakare kushungurudzwa kuri kuitwa madzimai panguva ino yeCOVID-19 uyezve panguva iyo yavanenge vaenda kumabasa. Saka vazhinji vada kuona kuti zvichafamba sei. Takaona masangano anomirira madzimai vachiwanikwa ivo vachinyora zvinyorwa vachishora zvanga zvaitwa nemutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaKembo Mohati. Saka ndiyo imwe yenyaya yatichange tiinayo nhasi, Gids.
Yes, still talking about some of the issues that we are discussing today. Mashonaland provincial minister Mary Mliswa Chikoka says some corrupt state officials are involved in illegal state land deals. So this comes in the backdrop of Mr. Ignatius Chombo, who was the local government minister, appearing in court today, facing charges of fraud and abuse of office. So let's hear what Mrs. Mliswa Chikoka is saying about these land deals.
A picture on how our desperate home seekers were being abused across the nation. Sadly, most of the towns in the province, our province, were also found party to the scourge of this pervasive corruption characterized by the complete flouting and breakdown of command and control on planning, processing and emplacement on urban settlements. The practice has greatly affected desperate home seekers and overloaded infrastructures on public health systems, water bodies, and the general environment. It has been unearthed that perpetrators of this malpractices include office bearers who in fact were sworn in to prevent such, and also criminals claiming links to high-ranking officials. Let it be known to us all that His Excellency the President has since directed all ministries, government departments, and agencies to work in order to stop the rot and to ensure.
Yes, so that is Mrs. Mary Liswa. She's talking about what is happening in government right now. She's saying some state officials actually abusing their offices by allocating land to some undeserving Zimbabweans. So, and she's saying that the president is actually looking into the issue. So, is Rwanda walapa ke esikhuluma ke sibona uMliswa unkosikazi Mary Mliswa Chikoka. And back to our topic today, Marvelous. So we are looking at this issue, which is gripping the entire world, and that is COVID-19. So in Zimbabwe, we know that the vaccination program has been actually launched, and they're using Sinopharm to actually inoculate Zimbabweans. So let's hear from Gift Masocha, who is the Mashonaland and West Provincial Medical Director, what all this is all about. And so let's try to bring him in there. There he comes.
Sezvaro kutanga. Vanhu ndofunga vanga neutaurwa taurwa muhombe nguripo wakati wandei wandei. Vainge vakanga vachitya. Asi nokuzoona vakuru vachibaiwawo. Ndodaira kuti zvichaita zviri nani munhu wese achabaiwa. Asi tiri pamanumbers. One vakabaiwa nezuro, I think havasvike 100 sezuva rokutanga and takatinoonekeiwo kutanga.
We also have the prison's boss who is talking about being vaccinated in Mashonaland West.
Ne vaccination iyoyi iko zvino. Ne vaccination iyoyi iko zvino. Vachamboita vanotibetsera yeoth nevamwe vari kuita nezvekudzivirira nekuona utano hwevanhu. Asi nekufamba kwenguva munhu wese uchatovaccinate, including masungu.
Yes, so she's saying everyone is supposed to be vaccinated, Marvelous, including prisoners. And it seems the program is now in full swing. And we're here to see exactly what is going on as we go forward. So again, ngena kuna poke Marvelous.
Aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa kune vamwe vanyarikani vakawanikwa ivo vachitorwa vachibaiwa nhomba iyo ye COVID-19 vari kuMashonaland West. And it keeps going back to what Honorable Mary Mliswa was saying, and also remember that the former Mr. The one who's going to court today, Mr. Chombo, actually was based in Chinoy for a very, very long time. You know, so it's interesting that she's now coming up to say, yes, there was some land that was actually misappropriated there in Chinoy and Mashonaland West.
Yes, now let's welcome our two guests so far. I think there are some more still coming. Our first guest is Sipiwe Mafu Sitole. She's based in Ireland. And we also have Mr. Innocent Ndibali, who is based in UK. So Ndibali is the manager of a service provision company. So welcome to the program, Ms. Tole. Yes, so looking at what is happening worldwide, tell us a bit about what Zimbabweans are doing in Ireland in terms of COVID-19, are you doing everything that is supposed to be done, like prescribed by WHO?
Yes, we are. Inyanyi lama Zimbabwe nzata in Ireland wako health care. Bakhona sibili abanye abangekho khona kodwa iningi bako health care. So kulula ukuthi abantu balandele imithetho nxa bezini bengabe health care. Kodwa bakhona abanye abangekho. Kodwa ebesikwenzi kakhulukazi ukuthi sikhatshana lekhaya sibalutshwane. Some of us siyabe enguye yedwa owangakibo okhonapha. So asilakho lokhani kubandlululana sisithi mina ngingwakomafu lwana ngwakobani. We've been standing together as a family. Maye khonothe wagula siyakhulumisana, siyayenza igrocery, bagijima abanye bayemfakela kudoorstep, you know, looking after each other as a family. Okukhulukazi sikhuthazane futhi we have a couple of social sites okunjengakubo WhatsApp nabo-Facebook lapho esifikelana khona ukuthi sokusuke kwaba lo monakalo kumbe ubani sokuthe uyabona lapho esibambana khona sincedisane. Ngoba i-pandemic enje idinga ukuthi uthole that social support, ube lomuntu wanelisa ukukhuluma naye, uventilate your anger, your pain, your misery, your loneliness and everything. Kuyenza ukuthi ube ngcono. So we've been trying to support each other in Zimbabwe in that manner. Lokukhuthazana nje ukuthi ungenzani ukuthi ube ngcono nxa ufithe umkhuhlane wakuhlasela, lokhonokho ukuthi abantu uqathele ukuthi sigeze izanduze, nawo yedwa emulini sewayithola angatheleli the rest of the family.
Yes, marvelous. Can I chip in there? We've got Mr. Ndibale, who is a service provider in Ireland, in Britain. So quiet, marvelous.
Maybe if you can just tell us, what are you seeing? Because I spoke to a Zimbabwean in Canada today for my diaspora forum, and they were saying they are seeing that there are a lot of cases of mental health issues because people don't have the support structure. So what's the situation like there where you are, Mr. Ndimandi?
Mr. Ndimandi, yes.
Ndimandi.
Yes, I want to greet Sister Mandelas.
Thank you
so much. What we see here in UK is not very much dissimilar to what other people are seeing. We have seen a lot of our people entering hospitals through either depression or through fully fledged mental health problems or challenges. But as Usisi, is it Mam Tombe, was Mastole. Am I right?
Yeah, you are right.
Akhona ama support systems akhona within ama communities whereby nxa kulomuntu othe waba la iCovid, abantu bakhanya ngani basupportana regardless ukuthi umuntu vela ngathi eZimbabwe. Ama Zimbabweans abambene when it comes to these issues. But when it comes to Tinama services that we provide, mina njenge service provider, we provide ama services for supported living, where we've got people mental health, and then we've got abantu abalama learning disabilities, and then we've got abantu abafuna service in their own homes. So kuma services abantu mental health silabo simili abantu asebeke saba le-contact labo abekhaya okuthi umuntu ukhanye ngani kade ehlala nje impilo yakhe right, kodwa because of ama-pressures either sebeluze izindlu kumbe sebeluze lokhu. So you see people accessing ama-services. But what we do as one of the protocol for i-government, umuntu nxa esiza ku-service kumbe ezovakatsha uyathestwa i-temperature emnyango. My temperature here above 37.8 avunyelwa ukungena khona apho. Njalo abantu baya encourage ukuthi begqoke iPPE, begeze izandla, and kulama provided places ukuthi ungageza izandla uthathe itish leyo esule ifakwe lapha, kumele ikhitshwe masinyane lahlo, and ama surfaces kumele beklinwa continuously so that kubele reduced the transmission. So in terms of thina ezabantu, ngengaba lasisihlobo sami esiye sabanjwa i-COVID, okade kwenzakala ukuthi it was so severe ugcine esibhedlela. Esibhedlela laphana, it is very important nxa kuwukuthi ususizwa, suqinelwa kakhulu ukuthi uhambe esibhedlela. It's very important to go to hospital because they can then monitor in terms of ama-breathing issues akho, nxa ungama-underlying problems, bayakwanisa ukuthi bedile nalokho kulokuthi ubehlezi endlini ufutha, kuyukuthi awukwazi ukuthi i-oxygen level yakho injani. So uhambile esibhedlela within a short period of time, bamstabilizile wabe-discharge wabuya endlini. So kade sikwanisa ukuthi semthiyela ukudla emnyango, and so on and so on. So kuqakathekile khonokho ukuthi abantu besupportane, abantu bebe aware of these things, but i-COVID is real and is very dangerous.
Yes, thank you so much, Jay. Can you summarize that in English? I'm just giving you 1 minute. Just quiet, sir.
Yes, so what I'm saying is that it is very, very important and pertinent that if you happen to have tested positive, it's very important that you monitor your breathing levels, you monitor your coping mechanism, whether you've got family, whether you've got other people who are going to be actually supporting, talking to you over the phone, because you'd have isolated. So once you know that your breathing levels are becoming out of control, please, please go to hospital, because it is only the hospital that can manage to assess your situation and provide the medical support that is necessary. And it is very, very important that when you visit hospitals and when you visit any other premises, including supported living accommodation, including other people in the community, make sure that you check whether they've got systems that have been put in place to reduce the spread of COVID, and follow AMA guidelines, the guidelines that are provided by the government. And regarding the vaccine, please, please, let's take a vaccine. I'm running a program here under a TV program called Boris TV, which is in partnership with Angel Care Services UK, the one that I run, to promote intercare vaccine, because intercare vaccine is very low among our people. And yet, vaccine, but we are figuring cut away by Uti, they won't be able to do, because you know, we are being told their service providers Uti, they will come in time whereby Uti, Lava Gogu frontline, Avanga, Tati opportunity, Baza Fawa Emova, where you, the Nama citizens, the young eco frontline, they'll be in front, and it will be very difficult to take your vaccine.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndibali. Stay there. I think we've got another guest, and that is Mr. Mbuso Mhlanga. Welcome to the program, Mr. Mhlanga. No, cool. So, okay, Mr. Marvelous, Mbuso Mhlanga is a businessman, so maybe you can go ahead and pose a question there.
Mr. Ndibali was saying in Shona, Ndibali, United Kingdom, uyeje. Parizvino ivo vari kuti zvakakosha kuti vanhu kana vawana mukana wekuti vawanikwe vachitora nhomba yeCOVID-19 vawanikwe vachiita izvozvo, nekuti pachasvika nguva yekuti nhomba iyi inenge isawanike sezvairi kuita parizvino. Vari kuti ivo kwavari ikoko kuUnited Kingdom vatori nemukana wekunge vaine chirongwa chekudzidzisa vazhinji ezvizvarwa zvemuBritain imomo, zvinosanganisirwa vamwe vanobva kuZimbabwe, pamusoro pekukosha kwakaita kutora nhomba iyi yeCOVID-19, vachitaura zvakare kuti zvakakosha kuti vanhu vazive kuti vasakanganwe kuita zviya zvinodiwa, zvinokurudzirwa nebato rekuti zvekuti gezai maoko, pfekai mamaski pamuri kugara ipapo, wanikai pakachena. Vachitaura zvakare kuti zvakakosha kuti kana munhu anzwa akurwara, akurwarisa, ngaaende kuchipatara kuti aonekwe kuti kufema kwake kwakamira sei, nekuti kugara kumba kunozogona kuita kuti zvinhu zvisazomire zvakanaka. Saka ndo zvimwe zvavanga vari kutaura ipo pano. Mr. Mhlanga, I don't know if you can hear me. Maybe just give us in summary, where are you and what's the situation there where you are regarding COVID-19?
No, I mean, I'm in South Africa and in Joburg in particular. COVID is there, but I think the numbers are going down for now.
Mm-hmm.
And the vaccine is making rounds to those who are taking it or those who have been offered, because it's like it's coming in small quantities, and there are preferences that have been given to certain people,
mm-hmm.
and it will go stage by stage up to probably the rest of us. And us, the rest of the world, probably we may never even get it, or we will get it, but in the last times. But today I was actually so disappointed when I was at our consulate there in Joburg.
Why?
There was nothing that was observed about the COVID rules. It was just like it's a normal day and people, you know, mingling, not even social distancing, nothing absolute. I even raised that, but who do you raise it up with? At some point, I was told, if you feel like you are not safe, then you can go. But now I needed a service, so I couldn't go. So in some parts, there is somewhere where people are not actually observing the rules of this COVID thing. And I'm sure, I just hope I didn't catch it there today, but it was bad, it was sad. And you could see that risk because people needed a service after it was suspended for some time, and people need passports. Some people's permits are expiring soon. Some have already expired and they don't even have passports. And they are afraid the South African government might soon just start deporting people.
So what's your advice from what you saw today? Because that's a real concern if the consulate is conducting business that way. What's your advice if the government is listening right now?
It's unfortunate that everybody who is there is Zimbabwean. So, and they were supposed to know the procedures that they should have taken, but nothing was happening. And my advice is if only our consulate, painful to some, like in my case, whereby I was booked on the 3rd of February, when I saw my appointment cancelled,
mm-hmm.
It didn't really augur well with me. But the thing is now, they are taking too many people at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And there isn't any observation of whatsoever about COVID. Mm-hmm. And even if you try to raise that, you'll be the only one probably trying to be vociferous around us. And then they'll end up telling you to get away if you don't want to be served. Or if you feel like you are going to catch COVID, why did you have to book and so forth, which is actually unprofessional on the side of those people who are supposed to be managing that point. So I don't know. Let's just pray and hope that none of us probably was carrying that kind of a virus and got people infected in numbers there. Was even some people were exchanging pens. You understand what I'm saying, right? I mean, filling up forms, signing and so forth. All those things, they're actually a potential danger. Even the seats where people were sitting, they are even metallic. And they were not being sanitized regularly. And, you know, it was really chaotic on my own opinion. So I hope the authorities will realize that what was happening today was not the best.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you very much there. Gibbs, I think we have our other guest, Comfort Dondo. She's in Minneapolis. And she says, can she come in and speak and leave, because she's
on meeting. Yeah, I'm trying to check her, but she's not here. So I will ask her to join the show right now. So before she comes in, just go to Mrs. Tole. So looking at what Mr. Mhlanga is saying, in terms of you know, observing the laid down observations. Is it a question of not knowing what should be done, or there's something wrong at the embassy? What should they do?
In my opinion, I feel that there is something wrong going on, because every business has been given a guideline on how to operate during this pandemic. So it's either they're not following the guidelines that they were given by the government, or I can't elaborate much. Like my country, so this thing is being heard, you know, internationally. So I don't want to nail them. Maybe I can find a way of communicating with them as well. But what I can say to these people that have been risked, that is a very high risk that we are hearing here. So what I would advise those people that were there or that find themselves in that situation is that when they are going to such places, can they carry their own small sanitizer, you know, the pocket sanitizer? And can they make sure that they have a mask on throughout their stay in that environment until they leave the place? They shouldn't remove the mask or have the mask lower. I've seen some people putting the mask up to here, leaving the nose to breathe that free air, which could be carrying the virus. So can they make sure that they put on their mask properly and they continue sanitizing their hands, so that even if they borrow a pen, their hands already have the sanitizer which will kill the virus the minute they touch the pen, or the minute they touch the virus on the chairs and things like that. So I think it's better to be personally responsible rather than to depend on the organization or the business that you're going to. And if they happen to fear that they've caught it today, like today, this thing doesn't just run straight to the lung. It's more dangerous when it gets to the lung. So what they do is whenever they get home, they should try and, you know, keep their throat moistened, keep drinking warm water, taking sips of warm water, so that they clear it and make sure it passes straight to the stomach rather than branching to the lungs, which causes the problem. They keep drinking warm water or warm lemon water, and they keep gargling with their salt water and things like that, just to make sure within the next 24 hours that in case I caught it, I flush it down rather than get it into my system. That would be my advice to them. But it's a very worrying situation. I think something will need to be done, considering that all our Zimbabweans in South Africa are likely to be going to that, to the consulate environment, you know, to have their passports and things done. So we might have to get in touch with them in a nice way, you know, give each other advice.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. So, Marvelous, we've got another guest. Can you introduce the guest?
Aiwa, tinotenda kuti mapinda muchirongwa chedu muzvare kamputi dondo. Mungatitaurawo nezve organization yenyu here, uyezve kuti zvii zvamuri kuona zviri kusangana nevanhu panguva ino yeCOVID-19.
Yeah, tinotenda Voice of America. Thank you so much. Nemukana wekuku kuchitikurukirawo nyaya dziri kuitika mabasa edu. So Endon's Comfort Dondo, executive director and founding executive director of organization Nonzi Pumulani, Minnesota African Women Against Violence. Nyange zvayakatangwa muno Minnesota, USA, basa redu tinoriitira pasi rose for vana veZimbabwe nema Africans ari mudiaspora rose. Denda reCOVID-19 rikukonzera kurwa pakati pemadzimai nevarume mudzimba. Izvozvi ndisati ndanonoka ndanonoke kuya pano nekuti nezuro tine musikana mumwe akaurayiwa akaona nemurume wake nezuro. Tikuona kuti COVID-19 iri kukonzeresa kuti vanhu vave nemastressors akawanda mabasa, uyezve kana vanhu vaine vadiwa vavo vari kurwara havasikwanisa kuti vavaone kana even pakusvika pakufa. Saka sesociety tirikuona zvakawanda zviri kuitika panyaya yekuti vanhu zvamboita vari nehanzvadzi yangu vati mamental health issues ari kukura zvekuti I think secommunity tinofanira kuti tibatane. Ini ndaida kutaura nyaya yekuti ndine rombo rakanaka nekuti being based in the US and then also saving vakadzi vekuZimbabwe vari mudiaspora, so vari kusouth africa, vari kuZimbabwe, vamwe vari nedzimwe nyika dziri kuAfrica, ndinokwanisa kunyatsoanalyza ndichiona kusiyana kwakaita mapindiro ari kuita hurumende dzenyika dzakasiyana. Muno muAmerica tane mutongi mutsva vabudiro Biden vakatoisa pasi well over $580 million just dedicated kubatsira madzimai vanenge vachitiza domestic violence kuti vaonge vane pekugara kuti vaone pekugara nevana nekuti madomestic violence shelters akazara nenyaya yesocial distancing. Nozotarisa kune dzimwe nyika kunyika kwedu lesa kuzimbabwe madzimai vari kuzimbabwe vari South Africa mazimbabwens vari kuomerwa neupenyu zvakanyanya kana vasangana nenyaya dzedomestic violence izvo zvinekuti havana kwekuenda mashelters hakuna saka zviri kutaura kuti tione kuti pane basa rakawanda roda kuitwa kunyika dzekwedu asi ndingati hangu is marvelous in as far as I've been doing the work we are seeing a rise in sexual violence against women. We are seeing a rise in domestic violence. And we are seeing a rise overall of stressors for families. Because what COVID-19 has done, it has presented an urgent need for families to really come together. But sometimes families are not being able to do that. Families have been forced to stay together for the longest times. If you see in the diaspora, people have had to work long hours. Sometimes you don't even know your partner that well anymore. Sometimes you're not as involved in a children's school. I'm having to help my children with their homework, and it really takes a lot out of me. So there's high need for mental health resources for all families. I think and then the other part is kwatinova kumusha kazhinji hatina hukama. We don't have a trusting relationship with our governments just because of the way they are set up. So what I notice about my African immigrants as we move abroad to America, UK, for example, people, I think Mr. Ndivali, he might agree with, since he's doing this work as well, we might see that a lot of our people, they don't really trust the government systems. So whenever there's support from the government systems, people are always very skeptical. And I want to encourage people to let them know that there are billions and billions of dollars being thrown by the government systems to help families stay afloat during this COVID-19. I'm finding good to move, you know, on an island, reach out to service providers like ourselves, like Pumulani. Although I'm only based in Minnesota, I can connect families who might be in need right now throughout the states. I have connections in different all the other states. So if you are in need, even, you know, let's say maybe your rent is behind. If your family needs some support, please reach out. This is a pandemic. There's no room for pride in this pandemic. You know, this is what I really want to say. Whether or not there's domestic violence, sexual violence, or it's not there, still reach out. We need each other globally right now. And then I think mazimbabwens vari kudiaspora ngatizive kuti zvinhu zvakanyanya kuomesesa kuvanhu vari kumba ngatikwanisewo nepatinokwanisa kuti tibatsirane nekuti denda recovid raita kuti hama dzedu dzive neeven a lot more issues ndaiteerera mama wangu achitaura from South Africa. I was in South Africa a few months ago. I actually went to the consulate office.
And what did you see? Because we heard from Mr. Mhlanga, who actually said he was there today. Zvamakaona ikoko zvamungafunga kuti zvingagadzirisike takatarisa iro denda recovid-19 uye zvenezvimabatirwo arinoitwa kuno kuAmerica.
Kutanga ndinoti ndakachema pandakaenda kuconsulate. Pandakaenda kuconsulate ndakaona I saw my countrymen in so much pain. Have you ever seen pain on people's faces? I saw a lot of hopelessness. Even as I talk right now, I get very emotional. Zimbabweans are in pain. I've never seen us like that. The last image I saw of us, reminder when there were Congolese refugees coming to Zimbabwe. And I was very young, but I remember. What I saw at the consulate was a Zimbabwean people who are destitute, a lot of them. I saw women with children on their backs. And you could tell they were standing in the sun for a very long time. As Zimbabweans, we are in desperate need. There's a cry for help. I think going to South Africa is like one of the last options we're having as a people. But even in South Africa, so what I saw in terms of the COVID is marvin. Like, number one, there was no social distance practicing at all. Mm-hmm. There were no masks being worn. And I know that this is because there is no availability of PPE supplies. Kuno, Minnesota Department of Health, every month they are delivering PPE supplies to our women's shelter. That is a working government. Unfortunately, our government is not, some of our governments have not been as effective. So our people are not having access to those PPE supplies. So there was a large number of people, our school limit by appointment only. And then mask. So and I think I think a lot of our people, I think Avas could believe that COVID is real. There's a lot of conspiracy theories until
Yes, let me pose a question here since you want to go right now. So looking at your work, you know, is it are you able to work in a free way, or there are certain things that actually block you from working, or are you working from home? And if you are working from home, how is the situation right now? Just briefly.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you for that good question. Yes, so we've been so privileged to be able to work from home, but some of our work requires us to go offsite. Like right now, after this, I have to go and meet with the police department where we had a woman killed, and I have to go and give a report because we were working with that woman. So I have to go out in community. But having said that, I have more than what I need for PPE supplies because my state department in Minnesota is making sure that we're all staying safe. They are not only giving organizations PPE supplies, they're giving organizations and our staff and also for our community members. So we are distributing PPE supplies every week to our community. We also have office spaces that we have, but we haven't been using those as much. And if we are, I'm asking my staff to reserve if they need office space so that we can maintain the social distancing.
Thank you very much. I think
we have been working a lot from.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Maybe pose the last question before she leaves. Marvelous. Yes, go ahead. I think she had opened two of those. So, okay, I think she's got a challenge there. So anyway, let's go to Mr. Mbusumhlanga. Mzulu mama lapha ekhuluma sithi ongani uyahlupa kunenge. Ngakho ke kumele kulungiswe. Kodwa ke wena ngwakho khona ngapho lapho khona eJohannesburg on a personal level. Singathi ke umsebenzi uhamba njani? Khona lapho.
Usholo uthi masibheka umsebenzi engiwenzayo
owenzayo wena umsebenzi. Umsebenzi wakho.
I say duty. Mina nje umuntu osebenzayo, I'm doing things for myself and I'm doing it at home. Most of the time I'm at home. I really haven't had much of the stumbling blocks maybe that other big companies, let me say, may face as such. Mm-hmm. But I'm operating without any problems, and really I haven't had any issues at all.
Yes. Now, I still remember with the discussion earlier on in which you actually indicated that maybe after this COVID lockdown, you may think of working from home instead of working from an office, because it's cheaper to do that and it's more handy. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, actually, it's like a lot of even big companies and small companies have realized that this thing of maybe renting big offices or big buildings does not mean that the business is doing well. Even at homes, whereby maybe someone self-manages themselves at home, they do the job, everything is moving accordingly, and the companies are even making more profits now because there are some companies that will be paying people for transport, like transport allowances. There will be companies that will be giving people, let's say, vehicles, especially maybe in the top management and so forth, the vehicles to move from home to work and so forth. There is also the question of paying maybe for large amounts of electricity at workplaces because businesses are charged differently. There is also water. So now, with the current situation where most of these big offices or most of the offices are closed, and people operating from home, the companies are not actually spending much on all these things. No more vehicle allowances, because where would one be going? They are receiving everything from home. They are, I mean, they're working from home. All what the companies are giving them probably is the data to be on the net and so forth. Just like even our kids, instead of, like, let me give my own example. Say my son is at university. Instead of going to live in the campus, they're paying for his accommodation, paying for food there, or even transport, moving every day from home to the university. It also reduces all those expenses, because everything is done at home. The university is giving them the data to get onto the net and do their studies. Everything, apparently people are realizing it's going well even working from home than going to the offices.
Just briefly, 1 minute.
Okay. So into any show with ama company amaningi asenanzelele even ukuthi ngesikhathi se COVID abantu besebenzela ngekhaya. They actually baseva okuningi. Ikakhulu uma kubuye izintweni ezingama rentals, water bills, electricity bills, all these other things that are associated into ezinjenge moto ezisetshenziswa ikakhulu laba ababe bekumanagement from home, the CM17 and back. So right now abasakhona ukuthi bangaba nama-privileges anjalo, and the company cannot pay for those privileges ngoba abantu sokumele basebenze besezindlini. Inkampani into engayenza ukuthi inikeze lowo muntu idata, maybe say per month, or umuntu baminstallele like i-fiber. In my case, I'm running i-fiber endlini lana on idata engapheliyo. Ngingasho kanjalo ngesintu, owami kubhadala nge-month end. So yonke into nje uyakhona ukuyenza usendlini. Into ebaluleke kakhulu ukuthi uwazi ukuzimanager as a human being osebenzayo or owenza umsebenzi. Wazi ukumanage time yakho, wazi ukuzimanager. Even if you are not gonna be pushed with 8 o'clock, you must be starting, or 4:30 or 5 o'clock, okumele usuqedile. You can always manage ukwenza kwakho and so forth. So companies are actually benefiting, abayabhenefitha kukho konke lokho, ngoba akusela ama-expenditures akade benawo amaningi la ade bewabhadala different service providers.
Very interesting, marvelous there. You are hearing from Mr. Mhlanga. He's saying, well, some companies are now benefiting from this COVID-19. So maybe let's go to...
Maybe before you do that, let me just translate that, because that's a very important point. Chukunzwa vamhlanga vari kutaura ivo kuti kwavari ikoko ku South Africa ivo samuzvina bhizimisi vari kutoona kuti kushandira kumba panguva ino yeCOVID-19 kwabatsira, nekuti pari zvino havachaona ivo vachienda kunowanikwa vachibhadhara mari dzemahofisi. Vakataura zvakare kuti mamwe makambani pasi rose, kusanganisira imomo muSouth Africa, vari kutoona kuti kushandira kumba kunowanikwa iko kuchidzora mari dzaunozobhadhara kupa vanhu dzetransport, kubhadhara marent nezvimwe zvakadaro. Saka vari kutaura kuti post COVID-19 vari kuona makambani akawanda, kusanganisira ivo vachizowana ivo vachifunga kuti vangashanda here vachibva kumba kana kuti kwete. Asi pari zvino semaonero avari kuita tichitarisa kuti pane gore vazhinji vari pasi pelockdown iyoyi vachishandira kumba, vari kuona kuti izvi zviri kuwanikwa izvo zvichitowana kuti vawane mari yakati wandei mumabasa avanoita, nekuti havachabhadhara mari dzerent nedzimwewo. Gibbs.
Yes, let's go to Mrs. Piwe Mafu-Stole. So you work in a college hospital. So looking at the environment where you work, you know, how dangerous is it for somebody like you to work there? And we have seen some nurses, we have seen some doctors contracting COVID-19. So as a Zimbabwean there in that particular hospital where you are, how do you protect yourself?
Can I start by saying the danger is so high in an unimaginable manner. ever since I worked in a hospital, started working in a hospital 20 years ago, I never realized the risk that I had put myself in. I only realized it this past year. However, we are trying to minimize that risk. And I must say, a lot of staff have contracted the disease from the workplace. Like last week, we lost one of our colleagues. It was so, so painful. And there's a lot of other people that are optic with this virus at the moment. But we are doing our best. And I must say, the hospital, St. Vincent University Hospital, is doing its best to make sure that their staff have enough PPE to their disposal. It is now up to the staff to make sure that they are using the masks, they are using the aprons, they are using even the hair. You know, the coronavirus is just something else because it can stay in your hair for a long time. So if you are so exposed, you need to make sure that you even try and cover your hair, try and cover all your clothes. Or the best thing I would say is to make sure that you have clothes that you use for going to work. And when you're about to go home, change them and have clean clothes for going home. Because it's very easy to take this virus from my workplace and take it home. Like in my nature of work, I don't have a choice, even if the person is positive. I have to go make sure I talk to that person, find out what they are able to eat, their appetite, their challenges eating-wise, and then give them the advice of the best foods that they can eat that will help them to boost their immunity and to heal quick from the virus. So you can't even say I will do that over the telephone because you need that face-to-face interaction with the patient to make sure they are telling the truth. Some people don't want to give people trouble, especially when they are very unwell. But you are able to start that from an eye-to-eye contact. Then you know what to do, depending on your training and on your job as well. So you will do the right thing to help them. So we need to get in touch with them. We need to talk to them. You are like exposing yourself 100%. So, but it's unavoidable. It has to be done. However, the PPE is very good at my workplace. There are some hospitals here in Ireland that complain when we talk as healthcare staff. They will tell you that, oh, no, you know, at our place, we ran out of food or something like that. But I must say, in my hospital, I never encountered that. I'll be lying to say we ever ran out of sanitizers or we ever ran out of any PPE. No, we didn't. We had it all throughout until now.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. So, Marvelous, we've got I think she was saying.
Can I say one thing that I think when Mr. when he was talking, he talked about going to the hospital when there is need to. Like, some people don't know how to judge that they now need to go to the hospital rather than staying home. Even if you tell them that when you feel having difficulty breathing, they will be feeling like it's normal because I'm having infection in my lungs, I'm not breathing well, but it's still okay to stay at home. There is a way or a mechanism in place for testing yourself so that you are able to know that, you know, at this stage, I need to go to the hospital. If you hold your breath and then you try to count 1 to 10, and you are not able to get to 10. At 5, you really feel breathless, or at 7, you feel breathless, but you know you are gasping. It's time to go to the hospital. A lot of people come late because they don't know how to judge. They have no mechanism in place to use to evaluate and know that it's now time for me to stand up and go and get help from the hospital. So you hold your breath, you try and count 1 to 10. If you're not able to hold it until you count to 10, it means it's time to go to the hospital.
I think ipapo regained imbotaura ipapo kuti amaistole vari kutaura ivo kuti pane vazhinji vasingaziva kuti unozoenda kuchipatara zvamira sei. Saka vari kutaura ivo kuti vazhinji hanzi unofanira kuti iwewe wobata breath yako woedza kuti uverenge kusvika 10. Ukaona usakwanise kuverenga kusvika pa10 kana kuti pa5 pepe wakutadza kufema, woziva kuti aiwa yango yekuenda kuchipatara. Nekuti vari kuti ivo zvakakosha kuti ukwanise kuenda kuchipatara kuti ugokwanisa kuwana rubatsiro paichiri nenguva, nekuti vazhinji vanozomirira kusvika zvinhu zvakomba vozowanikwa ivo vachitarisana nemukana mamupere. Saka ndozvazvo kutaura amai Stole vachiti aiwa, please, mukaona munhu achiti iye kana aholda breath yake haasi kugona kuverenga kusvika pa10, zvinhu zvashata, chimuendesai kuchipatara. Gibbs.
Yes, you can go to Mr. Ndibale.
Mr. Ndibale, I saw that you were nodding right there. Can you come in and maybe chip in on some of the signs that people can look at to enable them to perhaps know that it's time to go to hospital when we look at what's going on, especially, you know, Zimbabweans in the diaspora?
I'm agreeing with Mankonjen, because that is exactly what is happening, that people are not able to assess themselves appropriately, so as to make a judgment as to when to go to hospital. So I think that is the most basic technique that is being used by people who do not have those oxygen gadgets. Even sometimes other people are using balloons. If you cannot, blow a balloon up to a certain level, mm-hmm. you will know that you cannot breathe. So I think the judgment also that can be done, people, families on the phone talking to the person who is in isolation, let us ask them, how are you feeling? How is your breath? Can you hold your breath? Can we count? Even you can try and do that over the phone with them. If you know that they are unable, please ring for the ambulance and get them to hospital as soon as possible. But I want to agree with our sister,
Comfort Dondo.
Yes, Sister Comfort Dondo. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are seeing a very, very, very concerning rise in domestic violence. We are seeing a concerning rise in mental health. So let us access support systems within where we live, because every local authority has got these teams that deals with domestic violence, even hospitals, they do have these things. So let us get the information. Let's go online, find out. If, say, for example, I live in Manchester, I can go to the Manchester City Council website. You can find out that information. You can send an email and so on and so on. But the issue of working from home that Ubabu Mhlanga was talking about, mm-hmm. yes?
What's your view?
A lot of companies.
And also, maybe when you talk about the social issues available, I think this would mainly be in the diaspora. I don't think you have these situations or social services available widely in Zimbabwe.
I think in Zimbabwe, the government, to be honest, I think in the circumstances of things, it appears that there are things that are being done. Talking, for example, in Magwekwe, I was talking to a coordinator in Magwekwe who is in COVID-19 task force. Mm. And they're going around the community, conscientizing people, advising people what to do. So there are those things. There are those support teams within small, compounds and so on. So the government is trying, but obviously it's different in terms of the resources. Mm-hmm. Where we live, we've got systems that are already there that were kind of ready to be triggered in the mm-hmm. So our government, I think the African government must actually learn to have these systems that are there in case of emergencies, so that how do we respond to a disaster? How do we respond to a disease? So we've got so many people across the world, Zimbabweans, for example, Sister Chidondo, people like these can actually help the government craft these strategies going to the future. So I think in terms of working from home, it depends which industry. For example, our industry, we've got carers who actually visit people in their own homes. Mm-hmm. So they cannot work from home. Yes, management, maybe people like me who are providers can work from home. Like today I was working from home, but I had to attend to something at a particular project. So it depends what kind of industry. But the one thing that I've been saying to other business owners here in Europe is that why don't we even start thinking about having our headquarters in our own country? What is stopping us having headquarters in Harare and employing people in Harare? Because if I'm going to work home, it is almost as good as I can move my headquarters to Zimbabwe so that we can actually pay corporate tax in Zimbabwe, so that we can assist in the building of hospitals, because we've got so many business people across the country or across the world who can actually headquarter and work from home. Therefore, the corporate tax can be paid in our own countries instead of, you know, other countries, because big companies like Shell, BP, they do the same. They do business in Zimbabwe, but they're headquartered in London. They pay the corporate tax. So it is important that even the Zimbabwean government sees this opportunity to approach business owners and say, okay, if you come to Zimbabwe, we'll make sure that you pay half of the corporate tax that you pay. We'll provide a one-stop service so that you can actually find lawyers who can help you move your business headquarters to Harare, because therefore you can create jobs in Harare. So that is what some of us are thinking about, because it is also an opportunity for countries to remodel their economy.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndibale. So, Babu Mhlanga, your last word.
Last word, ngayicho mina ebantwini ubaba ubalo baba lo ne pirate yakhe
undibali
baba undibali, hayi ngiyakuzwa, asisebenzeni bafowethu, uyabhatala i-tax fine lako kulungile, sizokubona. Kodwa okwamanje asike sizameni ukuthi sikhule kuqala singakayibuyeli emvale. Sizobuyela uma kuvuma, asazi njalo ngoba akuzukusivumela, kodwa sisebenzele. I-COVID isaseyinto ezokuba khona kakhulu kithi sonke. So abantu, let's try ukuthi siphusheni sisezindlini, sizame ukuthi sikhuphuke sisezindlini. Sizafunda okuningi futhi ukuthi mhlawumbe uma kusiya nge-future sizobe sesi-establish amakhampani amakhulu ezindlini zethu khona lapha.
Yeah, your last word, Mam Veliza, Master Mankonjeni. Just a few seconds, Mam.
Yeah, bengithanda ukuthi ithi abantu bakithi sesingathi siyayidayela i-COVID day, labe bekhona ukuthi khona they are starting to relax. Ubone sebeyekele ukusebenzisa izixwayiso abazithiwa ngezempilakahle. Ngicela siqhubeke, it is not over until it's over. Isesekhona i-corona, ngicela sisanitize izandla, sigeze ngesepa abalesanitizer lihambe liyiphethe ezambeni zenu. Imaski kayingaphumi as long as uhlangana lomunye umuntu, imaski ayibe on sonke isikhathi. Abasebenzi ezibhedlela, i-PP yayekelani ukuvila ukuthi umuntu uthi ngiyashaya i-short cut, you don't know when you will. Ayisebenze ngaso sonke isikhathi. Bese ngizokuphendula kubakundibale, sithi bakundibale, into ekhulumayo ngiyayizwa sibili, ngombono omkhulu, we all have very big dreams about our country, but let's face the truth in order to get to where we want to go. Kusesenenkinga ekhaya laphana efuna ukuthi ilungiswe. Alibana kule ndlela yokuthi kulungiswe kumba abakhokheli bezwe and the act on that and understand ukuthi siphumile siphandle singamasosha, sifuna ukubuyela emuva siyekwathila izwe lethu. Ukuthi uyefaka ibhizinesi yakho leyo ithoyo, uzabe usithi amagesi asehambile emakhiweni ngapho kokucommunicate-a labo yini. It's very difficult. Ilokhuza inethiwekhi, amafoni sewuhambile, kakusasebenzi. Siyafisa bayithuthani bani ilizwe lethu liyalunga, libe practical khonokho kushiwo ngoba kungibani.
Thank you, yeah.
Silaphana. But at the moment, I don't want to lie, it's impossible.
Thank you very much. We wish to take this opportunity to thank our guests, Sipiwe Mafusitole, who is in Ireland, Mr. Innocent Ndibali in UK, Mbuso Mhlanga, who is a businessman based in South Africa, and Miss Comfort Tondo, who is in USA. Yes, Senate office gives to in Maryland, saying good night, Zimbabwe. Bye-bye.
Pachirongwa chedu che Let's Talk ngatikurukurei muzvare Comfort Dondo vanga vachitaura nesu vari ku Minnesota imomuno muAmerica. Muve nezuva rakanaka.